One other thing we should say in regards to the humoral response is we should talk a little bit about the secondary response. And what happens, which we didn't say in the first recording, was that as those original clones are dividing and forming plasma cells, every now and again when they divide, they're going to form what's called a memory cell. And this memory cell is not going to do anything during the current infection. Instead, it's going to go away, hang around in a lymph node, and wait for you to be infected with the identical antigen. And it has to be the identical antigen. And this could be weeks, months, or even years later. And then what happens is it responds in the same way. It starts to divide, form a clone of cells, and those form plasma cells, and those form antibodies. And every now and again, they also form a memory cell. The thing to remember is this is very, very quick. It occurs within hours, and it's usually only 2 to 3 days later that you have very high levels of antibodies, whereas the first response would have taken much longer, and it probably takes about a week to build up a good population of antibodies. And of course, don't forget that antibodies are also proteins. So when we talk about proteins and how they're used in the humoral response, we find them embedded in the cell membrane of the B cell, where they're forming where they're really just a form of antibodies. And then when they start producing antibodies in large numbers, those are also proteins.